Preface. The purpose of human life is to serve and to show compassion and the will to help others. Dr. Albert Schweitzer. Why I wrote this book. I deeply, deeply care for patients. It's in my guts, it's in my body, and it is in my soul. I was 8 years old when I first entered a hospital lobby with my auntie in the Black Forest in Germany. She was a children's nurse, working on the newborn ward. Convinced that I'd be thrilled to see the newborn babies, she decided to bring me along to work. What she did not foresee, though, was that this would be a decisive day, determining the rest of my life. I decided to become a doctor. I can still see that hospital door swing open and appearing behind a large lobby, silent people wandering around. Some were wearing white coats with buttons down the front, while others were wearing white coats buttoned at the back. Only later would I understand that the former were doctors and the latter patients. What I remember to this day is the smell. I cannot tell you what it was. What I can tell you, though, is that I still have the same sensation when entering a hospital to this day. It is a feeling of belonging and connection with patients, with doctors. Years later, during my studies at medical school, I came across the memoirs of Dr. Albert Schweitzer, a visionary theologian, musician, and physician. Born some 100 years earlier in the Alsatian mountains west of the Black Forest, he would become one of the guiding role models for my own career. As a holistic caregiver, he would consider someone's body and soul, and looked at medicine as a hybrid of art and science. It's no wonder he received the Nobel Peace Prize for his philosophy of reverence for life. In his book of the same name, he described his medical work in Africa. As a man of empathy, curiosity, and action, he put his theoretical considerations into practice. At the beginning of the 20th century, he and his wife founded the Hospital Lambarene in Gabon, where he treated patients with a focus on advancing the study and care of leprosy and malaria. After many years at the forefront of medicine myself, I feel fortunate for the rich experiences and encounters I have had as a passionate doctor in internal medicine and oncology, and as a dedicated business leader in the biopharmaceutical industry. I have seen firsthand the phenomenal progress in science that has helped so many patients. I have witnessed the power of collaboration between passionate researchers in the clinics and in the pharmaceutical industry. I have been part of co-creating groundbreaking new solutions when doctors, patients, and pharma come together with payers and policymakers. I've seen it in Europe, in Asia, and the United States. However, 100 years after Dr. Schweitzer pioneered the principles of holistic medicine, our systems of health are largely broken, based on the wrong incentives. The great progress made in medicine is now hitting a ceiling of affordability and inequality. Why I am writing this book now. Reflecting on 3 decades in healthcare, I've been wondering, what needs to happen to reconnect the dots and heal our ailing systems? What needs to happen for people to realize that healthcare is not just a commodity? What needs to happen for society to realize that physicians and nurses are not machines or visit vendors? What needs to happen for us to start putting the same value tag on care that we do on innovation, procedures, and technology? For too long, the dialogue seemed to be dominated by finger-pointing, and the distrust was at an all-time high when suddenly a global, cataclysmic event happened. In 2020, the universe decided that healthcare is the most important thing. Everyone now realizes how deeply healthcare is woven into the fabric of our societies. The SARS-CoV-2 virus has been wreaking havoc on our healthcare systems. Everyone experiences the shortcomings, outdated infrastructures, and slow processes in a healthcare system that is managed by a set of disconnected solo dancers with a silo-like mentality. Everyone starts to see the vast complexity of this industry, and some start realizing that it's not possible for one single actor to be solely responsible for the solution. Meanwhile, when people were dying by the masses in Italy and New York City in the spring of 2020, and as many hospitals struggled to supply the most basic equipment, healthcare workers became the heroes of the year. However, during the second wave the following winter, a lack of technical equipment was no longer causing a bottleneck. Ventilators, intensive care beds, and hospital capacity were proactively managed. But what good is this when hospital staff are exhausted and burned out, and no one is left to run the machines and care for the patients? Healthcare is not a commodity. It is a central pillar in our societies. If we want to value our health, we need to value all parts of the healthcare chain equally. Today, more than ever, I feel for my fellow physicians and the back-breaking burden they carry. I worry for our healthcare systems, which are collapsing under an upward cost spiral and a loss of quality and care in an already chaotic world. I worry that we may definitely lose the grip on progress in medicine if we do not push the reset button. There is no better time to reset it than in the middle of a pandemic. History has shown us that crises forge renewal, and they force us to change. We know that change does not come without loss. But in 2020, loss came regardless. So let's look at it from the perspective of the uphill slope out of the crisis. We are at an inflection point in healthcare, and the good news is that there are solutions. I firmly believe that amid all the disruption and uncertainty, we are holding a precious diamond for renewal in our hands. Further encouraged by the landmark books published in recent years by my fellow physicians, Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, Which Country Has the World's Best Healthcare? And Dr. Zev Neuwirth, Reframing Healthcare, A Roadmap for Creating Disruptive Change. I knew it was the right time for me to share my stories, observations, and thoughts for change. We can now renew our commitment to what the primary purpose of healthcare is: serving the patient, fighting illnesses, and protecting health. Therefore, we all need to take ownership. Patients, providers, pharma, payers, and policymakers together in a tango for five. I've been fortunate enough to see many pilot projects in value-based healthcare, digitalization, and multi-party collaboration come to fruition. What they now need is showcasing, sharing, and perpetuating at scale. This is why I'm writing this book. It is a book of encouragement and not of complaints. It is intended for all patients and healthcare professionals who are curious to learn more about what these pilot projects hold and what everyone can do to move the needle in healthcare. Curious to hear how to possibly solve this quandary and what you can do to help solve it? I invite you to dance with me in a tango 4-5.